This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Wednesday more than 8,500 people died in his country as a result of Monday's devastating earthquake that hit southeastern Turkey and northern Syria. That brought the overall total to 11,000 people since Monday's earthquake and multiple strong aftershocks. The president was visiting one of the cities and said that more than 49,000 people were injured and 6,000 buildings were brought down by the earthquake, which measured 7.8 magnitude. Telling Republicans in Congress that they can work together and should finish the job when it comes to rebuilding the U.S. economy, U.S. President Joe Biden then talked about the Chinese suspected spy balloon shot down over the U.S. Saturday. He said he seeks competition, not conflict with China.
As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
The United States is looking at farmland restrictions in light of the Chinese balloon incident. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on those who want to restrict land ownership in the states.
Those who support restricting ownership often speculate about foreign buyers' motives and whether people with ties to adversaries like China intend to use land for spying or exerting control over the U.S. food supply. Limitations on foreign individuals or entities owning farmland vary throughout the U.S. Most states allow it. 14 have restrictions.
The Navy has shifted to an all-underwater search for pieces of the massive Chinese spy balloon a U.S. fighter jet shot down Saturday. It is using sophisticated reconnaissance drones, dubbed the Kingfish and the Swordfish, to scour the ocean. This is VOA News.